Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Can I get somebody to say amen? We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercies. Because the Bible says the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And if you believe the Lord is good this morning, say with me, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together like somebody that loves the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, whatever it may be, that's what I'm going to encourage you on today for a little bit. Whatever it may be, praise the Lord anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. So whatever it may be, and I've got, you know, I'm going to share just a few scriptures with us this morning. And I am going to start here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. And I'm going to read verse 10. The scripture says, who is there among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, and still walks in darkness and hath no light? Well, there is a solution for that. The Bible says in this verse that you may be fearing the Lord. You may be obeying the voice of his servant. You may even be doing everything that the Lord put in your heart to do. But yet, you may feel that you are in darkness. You may feel that there is no light. Well, what did he say that you should do? He said, let him trust in the name of the Lord. And let him stay upon his God. Don't give an inch. You stay with the word of God. Hallelujah. What God told you in the light, don't forget it in the days of seeming darkness. What God told you when you were on the mountaintop, don't forget it when you are in the valley. Hallelujah. Because there are valleys and there are mountains. There is light and there is darkness. There is day and there is night. Those ordinances are forever until the Lord changes everything later on. But for now, that's the way it is. You know, so we're going to have some days where it is light. And we are rejoicing in the light of the glory of God and hearing his voice. Then you are going to have some days when it seems like it is dark and the voice of God is silent. And you are not hearing anything. And God doesn't seem to be answering. And it seems like it's a million miles away. But stay upon your God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let him stay upon his God. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Don't give an inch. And don't let the devil sway you one way or another. Can you say, praise the name of the Lord? Whatever it may be, the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. I want you to know, and you need to encourage yourself. There is a story that I love in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. And David was going through a number of things. The story at Ziklag. And they had captured their wives by the time they came back, you know, from another battle that they were fighting. And they had looted everything and so forth. And his soul lamented. And even the people said they were going to stone him. But the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. And let us see how David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, sometimes you may have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because if, you know, if the devil has anything to do, to say about God's promises in your life, he's going to try to foul it up. Huh? But you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. In verse 6, the Bible says, and David was greatly displeased and distressed. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Why? Because they had carried their sons, they had carried their daughters, they had carried their wives and everybody away. You know, and then they said, look, you know, all of this came upon us because of you. Because, you know, it was you we followed over against to the Philistines and all of these things and so on. So they began to chide him. They even wanted to stone him and so forth. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and if you can take time in the midst of gloominess around you, if you can take time in all of that and so forth to shout the victory and praise the name of the Lord and never let the devil see you down. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, well, I've had my share of problems and so forth like that. But one thing is sure, that devil is a loser. Hallelujah. Praise it. I'm never going to let the devil get the better of me. That's not going to happen because he's a defeated foe. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of thinking he got one over on me. Listen to how David encouraged himself when he found himself in these situations. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 42 and see what he said. In Psalm 42, he said here in verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." It is the same thing like Isaiah said, "Let him stay upon his God. And let him trust in the name of the Lord. Hope thou in God." Hallelujah. "For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Is the Lord your helper? Do you know that the Lord is going to help you? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, respond to me. Do you know the Lord is going to help you? That's right. That is right. Listen to this. Let me go back to verse 4 of that same chapter of Psalms 42. You know, and you may be here this morning with a burden in your heart. Because this is, you know, this is somehow it is. You know, we're shouting and we're praising the Lord, but your heart is burdened. But let me tell you something. You're not alone. You're not the only one that first felt like that. When I remember, you know, all of the things and so forth that have, you know, been with me, you know, I thirsted after God. I wanted God. I trusted in his name. But I found trouble. I found trouble. And all of these things came upon me, he said, and so forth. He said, look, you know, he said, he even said in verse 4, he said, look, I had gone with the multitude. I went to the house of God with the other people. And I went with the voice of joy and voice of praise. With the multitude that kept holy day and the joy of the Lord. But in my heart, I had a burden. In my heart, I had heaviness and so forth. But the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? I will yet praise him because he is the help of my countenance. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus." Hallelujah. There's a man in the Bible. You know, things didn't go very well for him at all. In the book of Habakkuk, turn with me to Habakkuk chapter 3. And let's see what he begins to say, like right about right, verse 17 and so forth. Habakkuk. He says in verse 17, he said, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, although there shall be no fruit in the vines, everything is going against me. Things are not going my way. I'm blaming the Lord for one thing, and everything else is going some other way. The labor of the olive shall fail. All the things that I'm putting into effort and so forth is not working. The fields shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no herds in the stall. Everything seems to be upside down." What did he say in the next verse? "Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Whatever it may be, I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation." Look, if you make a resolute decision in your mind to rejoice in the Lord no matter what, the devil will not be able to get you down. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but, you know, it is easy because of the human flesh. It is easy, you know, to have emotions and this thing and so on and so forth. But you must stay upon your God. You must stay upon the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when God promises something, and even when he tells you, you know, like, when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, she said unto him she said unto her by the Holy Ghost, say, "There shall be a performance." He said, "Blessed is she that believed." How many of you can say praise the Lord? That's right. Blessed is she that believed. Because there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken unto her from the law. You know? And even when it seemed like you believed. Even when the Lord said there shall be a performance. Sometimes it doesn't look like there's going to be a performance. It looks like it's going to go the opposite way. But whatever it may be, I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen, somebody. Job said, though he slay me, yet I will praise him. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, can you really praise the Lord when the going is not good? You know, I mean, it's easy to praise the Lord when he does what we are asking him to do. But, you know, I preached this last week or the other week and said, look, what happens if when God says no? Or when it looks like it is no initially? Praise the Lord. Amen. But whether it is no, whether it is yes, whatever it may be, I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Can I get somebody that will say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. Our life does not consist in the abundance of the things we possess. Neither does it consist in the number of prayers that God answers or doesn't answer. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. Hallelujah. My life is wrapped up in the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, well, that's easy for you to say when you are in church. That's easy for you when you have the mic. No, not at all. You know, I go through the same issues like everybody else. But I got to remember the word of the Lord. You know, I was going through some things also, you know, the last few weeks, you know, and so forth. You know, and I said to myself, I've got to practice what I preach. Hallelujah. Amen. And I began to preach to myself. And I began to encourage myself in the Lord. And I shook myself. Hallelujah. Oh my. You know, and I got my head straight. I said, well, you know, my head shall be lifted up above my enemies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, because the Lord is good. You know, you're not, the devil is not going to get one over you if you praise the name of the Lord in confidence. Amen. Amen, folks. There's a song, and if you want to put that up for me, it says, through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Hallelujah. Can you find the song and put it up for me? Through it all. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. The next verse says, look, I've been through many tears and sorrows. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. That's the reason I say that through it all. Come on, sing with me, folks. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Oh yes, through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon his word. Let's see what he says in the next verse. Consider the words he said, I've been to lots of places. I've even seen a lot of faces. There's been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I am his own. That's the reason I say that through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. And I want you to say that I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he has brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in his word can do. That's the reason I say that through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. And I want to tell you something from the Lord here this morning, folks. You have heard me preach this. Even just 2 weeks ago, blessings in disguise. You have heard it many times and times again that God packages things different ways. Hallelujah. But we must stay upon our God. And we must trust in his word. Hallelujah. I want you to think of the mountains. The mountains are when you are on cloud nine. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know. But as sure as there are mountains, there are also valleys. You can never stay on the mountain forever. Because if you are on the mountain, you got to come down to the valley in order to climb up the next mountain. Hallelujah. You can stay on one mountain, then you never climb the next mountain. So you got to climb every mountain. There's a song that says, climb every mountain. You know, climb every mountain. Praise the name of Jesus. Hurdle through every obstacle. Never let anything keep you down. Keep praising the name of the Lord. You say in your heart, whatever it may be, I am going to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the devil, he will contend every promise of God. Just because God promised something doesn't mean you are going to get it easily. Because the devil is going to put up a fight. Amen, folks? How many of you know that till this day, the devil is putting up a fight against the sons of God from coming into the fullness of the image of Christ? He comes through disobedience. He comes through unbelief. He comes through this and that, you know, and so forth. Just to make sure. Even disunity and discord among brethren, just to make sure that we don't arrive at that fixed body. But the eternal purpose and the counsel of God shall stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What God has called, see, you know, he's called it for. He calls the end even from the beginning. He's already called it. You know, it doesn't matter whether it takes a day, it takes a month, it takes 2 months, a year, or even years. What God has called will come to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. So I want you to consider the mountains, but also consider the valleys. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14, He says, in the day of prosperity, rejoice. When things are going good, rejoice. Amen. Can you put up that scripture? Ecclesiastes 7 and 14. I want everybody to look at it. When things are going good, rejoice. But in the day of adversity, also consider. There's a reason that you have to consider them both. Because God has set one over against the other. Why? To the intent that we should find nothing after him, but our hearts should be stayed on his word. So God, he allows these things to happen. He allows the adversity, and he also allows the good times. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord if we have more good times than adversity. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. And blessed be the name of the Lord, even if he allows adversity. Blessed be his name anyhow. Hallelujah. Job said, well, you know, one thing, as soon as they were announcing one problem, before they finished announcing that, then another problem came. And while he was yet thinking of that, yet another problem. And while he was considering that, yet another problem. So finally Job said, well, that's it. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. For the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. He maketh alive and he killeth. And he does all these things. The Lord raiseth up and the Lord he putteth down. He does all these things. Even Hannah, she prayed the same prayer. And he said, look, everything is open before the Lord. And by strength shall no man prevail. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to consider it both ways. Consider the days of light. Consider, apparent darkness. A child of God will never be in darkness. Amen. How many of you believe that? A child of God will never be in darkness. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 11. The Gospel of John 11. I'm going to read verses 9 and 10. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not. You've heard me quote this scripture, but I don't think I gave the verse. If you are walking during the day, you are not going to stumble because you see the light of this world. So that's for everybody. But this next verse challenges us even beyond that. He said, but if a man walk in the night, so see, there is a time when you are in the light. And then there is a time when you are in the night. When you are at the light of day and everything is going well, all is hunky-dory for everybody. But when it is night, the Bible says when a man walks in the night, he stumbleth. Why? Not because he doesn't see the light, but because there is no light inside of him. Hallelujah. That means if you have the light of the glory of God inside of you, like we preached last week, all of the things that are surrounding you and so forth, they are not going to shake you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I was a young man, I used to love chemistry and atomic physics and all of these things that we learned. I learned about the stable atoms and the not so stable atoms and so forth. You know? And many, many years later, the Lord brought my mind back to that. And I realized that if you are unstable to start with, then a little thing can throw you off your circuit. Just like those unstable atoms. They can easily get off their circuit and fly off somewhere. But the ones that are stable, they are anchored in there. You know, it's going to take a tremendous force to split that atom. And when eventually split that atom, like they did with the hydrogen bomb and so forth, when they eventually split that thing, tremendous energy comes forth. Because he is anchored in there and he's not going anywhere. He's unshakable. Praise the name of the Lord. That's like the man that trusted in the Lord. The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. You know, he is unshakable. Hallelujah. He's not been moved. He will not be moved by any of these things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not that these things won't happen to him or to her, but they will not be moved. There's a song that says, I shall not be moved. Amen.
I shall not be moved.
Because I have trusted in the Lord. No matter what is going on, you know, that should be your confession of faith. I love the way Isaiah puts it in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. He said, look, the Lord is going to help me. Hallelujah. No matter what I'm going through, he's going to help me. And I know that I will not be put to shame. Because of that, therefore, I have set my face like a flint. That means I put my game face on. I'm not going to let the devil see me cry. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil see you cry. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. I will set my face like a flint. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. Can I get those scriptures up, please? Isaiah 50 and 7. I will set my face like a flint. And I will not let the devil see me cry. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, but, the devil is going to challenge that. And the Lord is going to let him do it too. Because the word of the Lord must be tried. You know, that's the way it is. God will let his word be tried. He let the devil challenge it and so forth like that. And the devil will challenge it. You know, and the Lord, you know, he will allow the night to seem like it's going for a little longer than it should be. And then you'll be looking for the daybreak and you won't find it easily. It seems like it's going to be dark all through. But the psalmist said, in the book of Psalms 30 and verse 5, sorrow may endure for one night. But joy is coming, folks, in the morning. That means the night can never last forever. Praise the Lord. At some point in time, the day must break. Oh my, that is the Psalms 30 and verse 5. So, the Lord, he allows us to go through these things. But it is our own determination. It must be our own determination that whatever it may be, I am going to praise the name of the Lord. Whatever the devil may throw my way, hallelujah, I am going to rejoice. You know, it is a choice. Rejoicing is a choice. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be melancholic. You know, and so forth. You know, it's your choice. Praise the Lord. That's right. You know, you can choose to not let the devil get you down. Hallelujah. And I have chosen by the grace of God that my head is going to be up. I'm going to lift up my head so that the King of glory can come in. I'm not going to go around bowing my head and in shame and so forth, because the Lord will not let me be ashamed. Can you say amen to that? Amen. That's right. You say, well, you know, what if? Never mind what if. That's why the Bible said, the first verse we read in Isaiah 50 and 10, he said, look, even when you are doing everything right, and yet you seem to be in darkness, you need to stay upon your God and trust in his word. See, don't look to the left or the right. Just believe in the word of the Lord, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. There are many scriptures, and I love it when the Bible says, and it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. And I'm going to read some promises for you here this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I'm going to read in the book of Isaiah. And I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 62. And I'm going to read some things here. I want you to zero in on these promises as we begin to read them. Remember, last time, I showed that the word of God is eternal. And it can have many different applications. There may be a promise that is in the Bible that's point blank for Israel. But if you can zero in on it, you may be able to pull it down for yourself. Amen. One woman, she pulled it down when the Lord said, I can't give it to dogs. But she said, well, you know, even dogs can eat of the crumbs. And she she went beyond that veil that was there. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 3. And if I read anything here that resonates with your spirit, you can shout the victory. Amen. Amen, folks. Thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. Amen. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah. And the land shall be called Beulah. Hephzibah means the Lord has delighted in thee. Beulah means you are married. The Bible says, for the land shall be called even Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and the land shall be married, saith the Lord. Amen. Your land will no longer be desolate. We know that's a promise point blank to Israel in the millennium and so forth. But, you know, you can believe the Lord, and God can do great things for you. Amen. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to skip over here and read verse 8. Actually, let me read these verses that I wanted to skip. It's for a different subject, but I think it goes well. I've set watchmen over thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day and night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. See, the Lord is even inviting us not to give the Lord any rest when you are blaming God for something. Amen. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence and give him no rest. Don't give the Lord any rest. He said it himself. Hallelujah. Give him no rest, but keep on believing. But let it be mingled with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Let it not be complaint and, you know, and grumbling and so forth. No, let it be mingled. The Bible says, making requests with joy. You know, hallelujah. You know, give him no rest until he established and until he make Jerusalem. Well, why Jerusalem? Until he make your life a praise. Amen. Every time I read something about Jerusalem, I'm like, why? You know, I'm the Jerusalem of God right here. Praise the Lord. I can believe anything that is in this scripture for myself. Amen. And if you have the right kind of faith, and God allows it dispensationally, he can pull anything down for you. Amen. So we know that. Now, the Lord has sworn by his holy hand. Now, listen to these folks. Oh, my. And this goes even for the work of the ministry. You know, one time the Lord gave me this scripture point blank when I was lamenting over how we have labored so much in this church for years and years and so forth, you know. And it just seemed like, you know, people come in and out and do this and so forth like that. You know, and the Lord said, well, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. And the sons of this stranger shall not drink thy wine for which thou hast labored. Hallelujah. But they that have gathered it shall also eat of it. Oh my. And they shall praise the name of the Lord. And they that have brought it together, they shall also drink of it in the course of my holiness. And there's a way that God brings that to pass. You know, that's what he promised, but now he's going to tell you how he's going to bring it to pass. You know, this is how he brings it to pass in verse 10. Go through. See, the Lord gives the word, and great is the company that publishes it. The Lord is now going to give instructions in order to make sure that that promise comes to pass. And he's giving instructions. God has his own agents. He has his own principalities. He has his own powers. He has angels on assignment on your behalf. And God is now giving instructions. Hallelujah. And he's saying, go through. Go through the gates. Hallelujah. Prepare ye the way of my people. Take out the stumbling blocks. Take out the stumbling blocks and lift up a standard for the people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you say, well, you know, the Lord is going to do that. Hallelujah. And God, he told me right there in the spirit that this is not to be taken lightly. Hallelujah. For the Lord watches over his word. to perform it. Amen. Amen, folks. That's right. And listen to what he said. He said, the Lord has proclaimed it unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion. Are you a daughter of Zion in the house? Behold, thy salvation is coming. And the Lord is bringing his reward with him. And also his work shall go before him. And they shall call them the holy people. Oh my. The redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out. Amen. Do you feel forsaken? Do you feel abandoned? You feel alone? The Lord said, you will be called sought out. Even a city not forsaken. You know, the Lord, he has a way that he does great things. One time the Lord said, I am found by a people that sought me not. Isaiah was so bold to say that. He said, look, even the people that sought not, the Lord have found him. The people that sit in darkness have seen a great light. God knows how he does these things. Well, do you feel forsaken? Do you feel, you know, that you are even barren? The Bible says you will no longer be termed forsaken. Hallelujah. He said, look, you are going to be called sought out. That's right. That's right. Do you know that? How many of you know that the scripture says that the stone which the builders rejected. Amen? That's right. The stone which the builders rejected. The same is become the headstone of the corner. The things that are despised are rejected of God. I mean of man. They are chosen by God. You can listen to that sermon on the website called Rejected of Man, but Chosen by God. Hallelujah. And you will not be called forsaken anymore, but you will be called sought out. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Wave your hands to the Lord if you believe that for yourself. You know, the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yea and they are amen. Doesn't matter how long it takes. The Bible says, wait for it. For it will not tarry long. But a vision is for an appointed time. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And God will do what he will do. Praise God. Amen. No one, not even the devil, can prevent the work of God. What God wants to accomplish in your life. You know, God said to Abraham, you know, I will make you great. You know, and the devil said, I'll see about that. I will make you childless, the devil said. Well, so there is the promise of God on one hand. I will make you great, the Lord said. Now, we've preached about that before also in the message called Greatness is from the Lord. You have to listen to it. The people wanted to build the Tower of Babel. Well, God didn't choose that. He chose a different way. He said, I will make you great. I will make you a great name and a great nation. And the devil said, well, we'll see about that. You know, but no matter what the devil tried, no matter how long it took, God's word will sustain itself. Hallelujah. Because once it is spoken, it shall be done. When the Lord commands it, it will stand fast. There is nothing, you know, the world is not big enough, you know, to do that, you know. So just rest assured in the Lord. It's not easy sometimes, you know, we go through things and so forth like that. Our heart, you know, some our soul, you know, sometimes, you know, it just go this way and this way. And remember, the Bible says that the heart is wicked, deceitful and desperately wicked. You know, so some people say follow your heart. No, I say follow the word of the Lord. Amen. Because your heart may be deceitful. Just follow the word. Never mind what something looks like or doesn't look like. You follow the word of the Lord. You know, and some people said, well, when the Lord closes a door, he opens a window. Well, I don't know about that, but what I do know is that the Lord will always watch over his word to perform it. And if he wants to use a door, that's his business. If he chooses to use a window, that's his business too. Whatever he wants to use, praise the Lord. We've heard the story of the man that was sinking in the river or the sea or somewhere, and praying to God. It's an allegory, and it's just a story that illustrates a point. God sent him this one fisherman. He said no. God sent him this one. He said no. God sent him the other one. He said no. He was looking for God to do a certain way. Well, of course, he drowned and died. And then when he appeared in front of God, he said, God, I was praying and you didn't answer me. Why did you allow me to drown? And God said, well, I did answer you. I sent you a fisherman. But you said his canoe was ugly. Praise the Lord. I sent you this or that one. You said this, you said that, and so forth. Well, that's why you are here now. You know, you're not making heaven any better by being here right now. You could be down there doing something. Amen. Praise the Lord. The man said, well, Lord, let me go by. I said, no, you had your chance. Praise ye the Lord. Funny story. I added my own embellishment. But, you know, whatever it may be, you know, you praise the name of the Lord. And you look for God's solution, not your own solution. Amen. One man, he came and he said, well, I thought the prophet would come out and strike his hand over this place and call upon the name of the Lord and jump up and down and rebuke the leper and then I'll be healed. His name was Naaman, the captain of the army of the host of the Syrians. But the prophet, he said something different. He said, well, you just go do this silly thing and go wash over here in this river Jordan and so forth. And the man said, and there are even better rivers, swimming pools and luxury places in Syria and all these things. Why should I go and dip myself in this stinking river Jordan? Well, because God's ways are not your ways. Hallelujah. Because God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Our prayer should be, Lord, let my mind be inclined to your thoughts. You know, let my mind be clear. Let my mind be focused, that I may think the way God thinks, that I may understand the things of God, I may understand his ways. You know, but that's a far cry from the way we behave many times. You know, we run around with things as if, you know, you ever see a chicken whose head was cut off? When I was a kid, we used to do that kind of thing, you know. They'd cut off the head of the chicken and the thing would just be flying all over the place, you know. No direction whatsoever, you know. But that's not the way a child of God should be. In confidence and in rest shall be your returning. Amen. The effect of righteousness shall be peace in your life. The effect of righteousness shall be tranquility. You know, the Bible says, you know, blessed is the man whose trust and whose hope is in the Lord. He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace. In Isaiah 26 and 3, when your mind is stayed upon the Lord. Let your mind be stayed upon the Lord. Never mind all of these other things. Let me quickly read to you a few more promises from the word of God, you know, as we go through here. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You know, the Lord, why does the Lord give us all these promises? The Bible said that ye might be partakers of the divine nature. The divine nature is such that God, when he speaks his word, he knows it's going to come to pass and he doesn't worry his head about it. It's going to happen. You know, have you ever seen, I know that when I was a kid, we used to plant corn and maize and so forth like that, you know, and, you know, we learned and we're excited about doing it. But when you plant something and you're expecting it to grow, what you do is, well, even before you plant, of course, you know, you're going to take care of the ground and break up the fallow ground and do all of these things and put fertilizers and all of that. But, you know, after you plant, you're going to water the thing. You're going to, you know, cut away the weed and all these things and so forth. But you don't go dig up the seed that you planted in order to see whether it is growing. You don't go dig up the ground You know, even the scripture says the kingdom of God is like a man that planted a seed, doesn't know what is, you know, how it grows and so forth. The next day it's growing. And as soon as it's growing, it's producing the sickle. You know, so when we plant, we leave it there in the hands of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you must do certain things. You must water it. You must allow sunshine. You know, when farmers, you know, in a season where there is no sunshine or there's too much rain and so forth, their crops will not grow and will not flourish. You know, so, and if you allow the thing to be grown over by weeds, it will also die. The weeds will choke out the real seed. So you know, there are some things you do. You prune the weed, you do all of these things, you know, you put some water, you allow it to get some sunshine and so forth. And all of these things you are doing, you know, how do you prune the weed, for instance? Well, how do you, you know, get rid of the things that are coming to attack, you know, the life in the seed? Well, you go back to the Word. Amen. Always go back to the Word, you know. And how do you, you know, water it and so forth? Again, with the promises of God. Because for anything that we are believing to be valid, it must be based on the promises of God. And then when, you know, you do all of that, after you have done all of that, you pour in your praises. That's the sunshine. You put your praises before the Lord. You say, Lord, whatever it may be, I may get a bountiful harvest, I may get a slim harvest, I may get no harvest at all, but I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You do all you can, but then you praise the Lord and let God do what he will do. Hallelujah. Now, I want to let you know that you can apply this in every area of your life. It doesn't matter, you know, what you are facing. You may be a student. You may be having challenges. You may be, it may be finances, it may be family, it may be relationship, it may be anything. Whatever it is that you are facing and you are going through, you trust in the Lord and stay upon your God. Hallelujah. And don't measure yourself by somebody else. The Bible says they are unwise by comparing themselves among themselves. We don't want to do that. You stay with the Word of God. Your program, the way God has programmed your life, is unique. Hallelujah. It's unique. Even twins that are born from the same womb, their life is still unique. That's why their fingerprints are unique. You will never find two persons upon the face of the earth, billions and billions of people, that have exactly the same fingerprint. It doesn't happen. Because the Lord, he put it there. And that's the stamp of the Lord to tell you that your life is unique. Hallelujah. And he put it right there. And, you know, well, it may be this way, it may be that way, it may look this way, but your life is unique. And God is watching over your life. And the attempts of the devil, the arrows of the devil, whatever the devil may throw at you, cannot frustrate the purpose of God in your life. You must believe that. Amen. Let me close by reading a few more promises for you real quickly. Isaiah chapter 49. You know, the Lord, when the Lord, he wants you to believe him stronger, he may even allow some things in your life and so forth. You know, you say, well, why are all these things the way they are? Well, that's because the Lord, he wants you to believe even stronger. And when it is time for you to believe even stronger, and when you are believing the Lord even stronger, he will take you from glory to glory. Praise the Lord. Listen to this in Isaiah 49. And verse 13. He says, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people today. How many of you say amen? Amen. And he will have mercy upon his afflicted. Well, that's what the Lord said. But the people of God said, well, you know, the Lord has forsaken me and so forth. My situation is upside down and all of that. And the Lord would ask this question. Can a woman forget her sucking child that she should have no compassion upon the son of her womb? Can she? Well, yeah. Sometimes she may forget because she's a human being. And the Lord said, yeah, they may forget, but yet I will never forget you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. Amen. Oh, that is so deep. The Lord said, I have written you upon the palms of my hand. When the Lord is looking at his hand like this, your members are written there. Praise God. You say God can do that in one hand? Absolutely. Because the whole universe is in his belly. He's that great. Amen. There's no limit to our God. And he said, look, all these things will I do, and even more, when you trust in the name of the Lord your God. Your walls, he said, are continually before me. You know, the things that seem to cage you in and things that seem to buffet you on every side. God said, I know them. And Paul said, we are buffeted on every side. We are cast down, but we are not utterly forsaken. We seem to be in despair and all of these things, but we don't lose hope. Say, but in all these things, even for things present and things yet to come, he said, we are more than conquerors through God who loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. Last but not the least, the Lord would have us know. You know, Jesus said himself, he said, fear not, O little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, it may seem that you are not getting the kingdom, you know. But I tell you that the people of the saints of the Most High, they will possess the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already said it. And everything that God said, he will bring to pass. I am he, saith the Lord, that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Amen. Are you still with me, folks? And I am he that confirmed the word of my messenger and brings to pass all of my counsels. Let us stand to our feet here this morning. Whatever it may be, I am going to praise the Lord. Whatever the situation may be, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes topsy-turvy, up and down and so forth, but I will bless the name of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. See, no matter the situation, learn to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a song that says, I shall not be moved. Pastor Emmanuel, come and help me with that song. Can you find that hymn? It's like a hymn. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In his favor, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He shall not be moved, but he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of the water. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that planted by the water. I shall not be moved. I'm going to pray. The Bible says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from this time forth and even forevermore. And if you know the Lord is round about you, you should never feel alone. Jesus said, I am not alone, for my Father that sent me is with me. Why? Because I do always those things that are pleasing in his sight. John 8 and 29. So our desire should be to do those things that are pleasing inside, and we will never be alone. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that we are not alone. And today shall our head be lifted up in Jesus' name. The Bible says, I will not alter the thing that is gone from my mouth, but I will accomplish it, saith the Lord. The promises of God in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. And though it tarry, wait for it, for it shall not tarry long. Hallelujah. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He is full of mercy, and he will watch over his word in your life. Now, Father, we thank you, and we praise your glorious name. Every tree that my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Hallelujah. I want to take a minute and pull down certain things that don't belong. Amen. You know, the devil, he said, you suffer. He usurps places that he doesn't belong in. Even one time he had the audacity to tell Jesus, all these things are given unto me. You worship me and I give them to you, and so forth like that. He usurped them. Nobody gave them to him. He usurped them. But the Bible says, everywhere you go, cast him out. Hallelujah. Get rid of him. Don't let him, you know, spread his tents. Get rid of him. Amen. So I want to dislodge certain negative powers that are in some places that don't belong. Amen. Negative powers that are hindering God's promises in our lives. I come against those things in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear the word of the Lord. Let my people go. Hallelujah. There is a time for everything. There is a time to sow and a time to reap. And the Bible has said, he that goeth forth bearing precious seed and goes forth with weeping shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing in his sheep. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy shall no longer eat your corn, and you will eat that for which you have labored. When you have labored, the hands that labored, that gathered it, shall also eat of it, saith the Lord. Now, we rebuke the devourer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devourer that has been devouring the fruit of blessing in our lives, we rebuke them in Jesus' name. Now, let the people of God break forth. He said, you shall break forth on the left, and you shall break forth on the right. Hallelujah. And people shall call you blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let the word of God that is forever settled in heaven, let it also be settled in your heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The enemy shall not exact upon you, and the unrighteous shall not afflict you. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the righteous, lest their righteous should put out their hand unto iniquity. The Lord will not allow it to happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. That's a wonderful prayer. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Cause the light of the glory of God to shine upon your ways. The Lord be merciful upon you. And let the favor of God accompany your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord give you peace and grace. For they got not the land, in possession by their own power. See, if you think you are going to get it by your own power, you already missed the boat. But by the grace of the Lord, because the Lord, he had compassion and he had a favor unto them. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. That's how the Lord does his things, so that no flesh may glory in his presence. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.